Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Jesse. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. Do you have time for a quick survey?
Sure.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered with? Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. Thank you for that. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday? Are you definitely going to vote, very likely, somewhat, not very likely, or not at all likely to vote?
Oh, definitely. I always vote. I don't miss the week.
Wonderful. Okay, now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th?
Always in person.
Always in person. And I'll vote polling. So is it, this is at the polling place, right? Election day?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age range? 18 through 45, 46 through 55, 56 through 65?
That one. 56 through whatever.
Okay. And let's see here. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
Some college.
Some college. Okay. So 2 years, 4 years?
2 years.
Okay. And will you, now I will vote, I'm sorry, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, okay? And
okay.
If you have no opinion or never heard of, you can indicate that as well. Ken Mascara.
I've heard of him.
So are you feel favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. What about Linda Bartz?
I don't know that person.
Okay. Never heard of. Kathy Townsend.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Okay. Richard Del Toro.
Absolutely 100%.
Okay.
Good.
What about what about Keith Pearson?
Not so much.
Not so
unfavorable.
Much. Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Moving on to the next one. What is the first thing that comes to your mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson? And if you could describe in a quick sentence, that way I can type this down.
Oh, sure. I feel that he's untrustworthy.
Untrustworthy. Okay. I feel he is untrustworthy. That's exactly what I put, okay?
Yes.
Excellent. What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
He is always in the public eye, and he does go out of his way to inform citizens.
Okay. His way. He goes out of his way to?
Inform citizens.
Inform citizens. Okay. Perfect. That was a great answer right there. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary election. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? So you have two to choose from, Linda Bartz or Erin Ann Laurie?
Laurie.
Laurie?
Okay. Yeah.
Are you, now, would you say you are definitely voting for Lori or probably?
Probably. I'm kind of on the fence. I don't know very much about either one of them yet, but I've heard the name Lori more.
Okay. Now, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Kathy Townsend or Audra Macon?
Kathy Townsend.
Okay. Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Okay. And last, if the Republican primary elections for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today. Among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Preston Michael DeFrancesco, Keith Pearson, or Richard Del Toro?
Richard Del Toro, absolutely.
Okay, so that's definitely, that was the next question. Now, do you approve or disapprove on the job Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I don't approve.
Okay, somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can also indicate that as well. I have a short list right here, okay? So the first one is saw a television ad, received something in the mail.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let's stick with that one then.
Okay.
Now, and did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the
more
elections?
Likely.
Okay, more likely?
Yes.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard of Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie Sheriff County? And it's the same list. I'm going to go down the list. Saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text, received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer or something else?
Received his letter of babbling in the mail.
Okay, so received something in the mail. And it's
going
to be the next question. Does that make you much more likely to vote for Pearson or somewhat or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less? Okay. That's a very solid answer there. And will you now be, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes, okay?
Okay.
If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm conservative. Well, I'm, you know, I'm not hardcore conservative, but I do lean right.
Okay. So that's somewhat then, right? If you agree with
that? Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. What is your main racial background?
White.
White. Okay. Caucasian.
Yes.
Now, this concludes our survey. I highly appreciate your time. Thank you very much. You've done an excellent job. You have yourself a great rest of the day, okay?
Thank you. Hopefully people don't send the phone down on you and give you honest answers.
I'm used to it. No worries.
What a drag. Good for you. Have a
At the end
day.
Of the day, it's my job. Bye now.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.